The sermon title, of course, is, I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life. These words from the Gospel of John are so often read at funerals that it seems odd not to have a casket and some flowers adorning this area. These words are used to assure the family and friends of the deceased that the deceased is in a better place, a place assured from the day of their baptism. These are words of encouragement, but they are not so much about our life after death, but about our life after Jesus' death. It is about how will we live together as believers in light of the reality that Jesus has died. These are words meant as comfort for the disciples as they are forced to consider life without Jesus. Life as they know it will never be the same again. They are faced with change that they neither welcome nor for which they feel prepared. Funeral words for us and no casket. Yet words for us to prepare for a post-Easter life in a world that seems hostile and unwelcome. Words for our life after Jesus' death. How do Jesus' words speak to us and our world? We know the same fear, the same disorientation as the disciples. We live in a world of unprecedented change, especially now with the coronavirus. We may be tired of hearing about it, but change is nothing new and will not go away. In the midst of this disorientation of change, we need something. We need something to give us hope. We need an anchor. And so we have these words, do not let your hearts be troubled, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. Words are sometimes too easy and not nearly enough. We can imagine how the disciples received these words. Their lives are turned upside down. The glory years of teaching and healing the crowds are a thing of the past. The intimate times of the daybreak breakfast at the seashore, quiet times in the garden, times with Jesus are now a faint memory. Arrest, crucifixion, and Jesus' death, and now they are huddled in fear. They have no idea how to go on, how to live. What can all this mean for their lives in the future? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Indeed, these words no doubt seemed meaningless. They are troubled. Jesus seems to be far away, and they feel so very much alone. We too are faced with unwelcomed change. The church as we know it is struggling. We are getting older. The good old days seem long gone, and we are tempted to huddle in fear. But the words of Jesus come to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. We know fear and doubt. Change has gripped our world for so many years now, and not much of it has been good. with the coronavirus, we see schools closed, businesses shut down, hospitals filled with the sick, with COVID patients, church pews empty. We long for the good old days, for stability and the absence of fear. We feel lost and look for a way out of it. Thomas wonder, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? We want to cry out, Lord, we are afraid. Stop the change. Stop this virus. Nothing that we know except the love of God in Christ will be secure. Change will continue. Sickness will abound. But we need not be afraid. Why? Because Jesus is with us. Jesus does not promise us easy sailing, but he does promise that we will not be alone. When jobs, health, family, wealth, politics, or whatever else lets us down, all we can be sure of is that God is unchanging. In the midst of all the changes, Christ assures us, you will live in the presence of God now and forever. So how do we live? We live as people who focus our lives on Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those words are enough for our daily journey. They are words that we can count on. Jesus is the truth. Because all we can really depend on, everything that has meaning for our lives, is blessed by him. Jesus' ministry was a short 3 years and covered very little territory. We are able to do so much more now. We are able to do what Jesus did, feed the hungry, welcome the lost, heal the sick, lift up the oppressed. The text is not about life after death, but about life in relationship with the one who died for us. That's Jesus. This passage is about our life here and now, seeking answers to those big questions of life. Jesus does not give us a how-to manual of life ahead, but he does. He does assure us that he will be with us. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says, and we are invited to continue on the journey, not knowing what the journey may hold, but only that Jesus goes with us. And that, my friends, is enough. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.